B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.
Hey, homophobes. You're not going to be able to have your own parade. The Straight Pride Parade. They're trying to get one of those going in Boston. Pebbles is so mad. She's like, oh, God.
It's so ridiculous. Like, stop just trying to get attention.
Yeah, these guys, they want to start three dudes. What is it? Super Happy Fun America?
Yeah.
That's the name of the
Super
group.
Super Happy Fun America.
They want to start a Straight Pride Parade to go do the same route as the Gay Pride Parade in August.
Because they're mad. Because they couldn't raise their Straight Pride flag.
Right. Well, they're being held down for being straight. Think about how many opportunities they lose because they're straight.
I know. I mean,
you know, there's and
don't forget about.
Think about how your family treats you. Sometimes your family is old school, and how they treat you when they find out you're straight. I mean, there's a guy that his dad.
Didn't your cousin? No.
No. And that's why, you know, honestly.
Not a thing.
Here's the thing. I'm straight. I guess I'm proud to be straight, but this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. Well, how can you defend this? If you can, by the way, 617-288-1969. How can you defend this and say, like, well, listen, I got nothing against gay people. I just feel like we're being held back somehow. Well, we should have our own parade.
To me, from what I'm reading, because I'm one of the guys that is organizing this, trying to, he put the parade route on his Facebook page, and there's a million comments underneath it. And there are people that are very much against it, but there are people that are supporting it. And they're not supporting it because they're saying that straight people are being oppressed, according to one of the comments. Sincerely hope many people support you and your parade. So sick of the double standard that is prevalent in our nation. If we're going to flaunt our sexual preferences and parade them through public streets, then straight or heterosexual people have as much right to do this as gay people do.
That's stupid. That
sounds like that's the mentality that a lot of these people that are supporting this are having.
Stupid. How does it bother you? How does the Pride Parade, is that this weekend, by the way? The Pride Parade?
Is happening. This is Pride Month.
Yeah, I believe it's happening. Besides blocking off some streets, maybe it's inconveniencing you that way because you have to go a different way through traffic. Besides that, how is that like messing with you?
It's not. I mean, so I went to look at their website.
Super Fun Fat Happy America.
So the guy who's the president, the first thing you see it. Straight people are an oppressed minority.
Yes.
We will fight for the right. We will fight for the right of straights everywhere to express pride in themselves without fear of judgment and hate.
Give me an example.
And by the way, I mean, from what I understand, it's unclear that this has actually been approved.
Yeah,
or
no,
not.
It hasn't.
So, right.
It supposedly has not been approved, but.
Yeah, so make your calls and whatever. And
I have invited the organizer, Mark, to join us on the air.
I would love to talk to him.
Unfortunately, he has not accepted my Facebook friend request or responded to my message.
Did you tell him you're straight?
And I don't think that he will.
Well, you should tell him you're straight and proud.
I mean, I'd like to see if we can get the hot truck in this parade and drape a nice rainbow flag over it.
Well, say, listen, everybody on this show is straight. Well, Leroy, you? Yeah. Anyway, everybody on the show is straight, and we would love to talk to you.
I would like to know how, you know, we can support the LGBT community. How do you all want to handle this? Because,
well, Pebbles,
you know, let us know, because this is, you know, it's up to you to decide what you want to do.
I have an idea, because there's a lot of people that were commenting under the post, which I thought was hilarious. They said, okay, guys, you do your parade, but here's what we'll do. Every mile you guys walk in this parade, we'll donate a certain amount of money to LGBTQ community rights and, you know, all these different types of charitable organizations. There you go.
For every person that walks in your parade, I'll donate a dollar. So I guess I'm donating $3.
Oh, God.
Who's going to come? It's going to be a bunch of dudes who don't get laid. Because if you're straight and, you know, you get laid on a regular basis, then you're fine. It's going to be a bunch of losers who just can't get women. And chances are they live in their mom's basement.
I was just
going to
say, Romero, you're wrong about that. It's unfortunately, I feel like there would be a lot of people that are not in that description that you just said that would go to this.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.